So eating fish at least once a week can help you with your brain, can help you preserve your memory, or at least reduce your risk of developing dementia, according to a new study.
Right. This study was actually not published. It was just presented at the Radiological Society of North America. So, again, not peer-reviewed or analyzed for further how it was done. But and it was also involved people who were enrolled in a different study, and this, again, they took data out of this that really wasn't designed to look at this outcome. But nevertheless, we'll go through the data, and it said 260 men of a mean age of 71, average age of 71, enrolled in 1990, and they answered a questionnaire. Again, it's the questionnaire thing where they were asked about their various lifestyle issues, and fish intake was one of them. And they asked this question in 1990 and then 1995, and they found out of this 260, 163 ate fish but once a week, sometimes four times a week. 10 years later, they did an MRI, so not 2003, they did an MRI on all of these people, found that those that said that they ate fish on a regular basis had a greater brain volume and areas of the brain associated with memory and function. About half of them who didn't eat fish had a shrinkage in brain size, and about a third who ate fish had that same shrinkage. So they tested them for cognitive effects and found that their thought processes were a bit better than those that didn't eat the fish. But the problem, Mark, is, again, a study that was not designed for this at all. It's that you can't make a clear association or link between eating right. fish and memory improved memory. It was a small sample size. It was men, not women, and we don't even know what kind of fish that they ate. We don't even know what other things they may have done to improve their memory.
But so, just quickly, again, before we let you go, there is some evidence that eating fish is good for you, that there are some benefits that come from that, isn't
there? Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's certainly nothing wrong with eating fish, but to ascribe a specific function with just saying eating fish, is it tuna? Is it salmon? Is it halibut? What kind of fish is it? What is it in the fish that's doing it, if indeed that's correct? So there's more, they have to look at this more intensively to really come up with some sort of link. And again, no women involved in the study, so you can't really say that right. for half the population.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.